evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 9/30/2021. And, oh, I'll tell you what. We're going to start the prayer off tonight for Brother Steve Quayle. Lord Jesus, will you come immediately and touch and go to Brother Steve Quayle in the hospital? Lord, will you touch him with your power, with your medical miracles? Lord Jesus, will you touch him, give him a medical miracle, and remove the pneumonia from his body? Remove any kind of foulness. Remove any kind of viral or bacterial or whatever type infection. And Lord Jesus, will you restore him to health? Will you restore him and bring him back home? And I will tell you, I talked to Steve early in the a.m. this morning, and he called me because I had emailed him asking about if he was doing okay or what was going on. And I'll tell you what, he was doing better then. I haven't talked to him this afternoon because I'm not trying to bug him. Not trying to get in to bug him to see, because I'll tell you, when you go to these hospitals, it's you and whatever doctors and whatever nurse or technicians are there, all right? And they don't let the family in, or your, you know, or your business manager or an attorney. They don't let anybody in to visit you. And it's just an incredible scenario. So Brother Quayle needs the protection for against all evil from Lord Jesus, protect Brother Quayle from all evil. Put a fence up around him that is sky high and that nothing can touch him, Lord. And bring him home. Give him the medical miracle. Bring him home, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And I tell you, I don't know what to say other than that this type of pneumonia, this interesting type of pneumonia. I also knew a family in Florida, husband, wife, two children, who got this about 2 weeks ago, or 2 to 3 weeks ago, about the same time that I had the weird heart ailment or the weird heart attack. And I did not go to the hospital because of that. I decided I was just going to stay at home and do whatever I could with the things that I knew to take. But I was talking to Brother Quayle, and Brother Quayle says, you know, everybody wants me to be the canary in the coal mine. And he said, it looks like I might be now. And he basically told me to tell everybody that they must get ready and prepare for what is coming. And that in terms of his health, that they can pray for him. And then Steve is doing better with oxygen absorption. Had no ventilation, which they don't want to be ventilated. And get, you know, under their thumb in a sense. But he has oxygen with the cannula, with the little hose or tube. And that has proved his oxygen absorption. But I will say this, pray for Brother Quayle. Pray for him continually, and let us bring him home, and let Lord Jesus give him the medical miracles. Now, I will say this, all of the years, all of the times, and it would not be amazing to me if we did not have situations where certain people might be being targeted. And I will tell you this also. I noticed that in my area in the last few weeks, that unlike during the Trump administration, there were no chemtrails whatsoever. Did not have the chemtrails. But in the last couple weeks, Heavy chemtrails. Well, when I put two and two together with Project Veritas, insiders talking about, you know, shooting, in a sense, shooting the virus at people. And I took that to mean the possibility of the chemtrails and spraying and what have you, particularly in areas that they want people to get it. Or using infectons, as Brother Quayle has used that phrase since the 90s, way back when, early 90s, infectons, bringing in people. It looks like, according to DHS, that they're expecting possibly up to 400,000 illegal immigrants coming into the United States through the southern border in the month of October. 400,000, not just the 60,000 that Panama warned Joe Biden about back in June, that they were going to be coming, the 60 grand that's on the way now. These things are known. This is being done. This is part of the Luciferian New World Order push to remove people from the planet, to start the things that are going to make this planet be depopulated. And they are starting, let me tell you. And it's just like we read a lot before, you know, about the different big people. And their quotes. Here's one right here.
Now let me change my... the one I'm looking for is right on the other next page over. Anyway.
The...
I'm looking in a book right here is what I'm looking at.
I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the annual fluctuations in the number of game animals and the need to adjust the cull, C-U-L-L, to the size of the surplus population. And that's Prince Philip. Duke of Edinburgh, 1988. And he says also, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. And Ted Turner said, a total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. That was Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon Magazine. I'll tell you what, they want to kill off about, we got about, what, 7.5 billion? They want to kill off 7 billion people. They want us trying to steal the souls, Lucifer does, to give him sufficient power to try to come onto this planet and to do a counterfeit of Lord Jesus' messianic return. Well, it ain't going to happen if you got your eyes wide open. But so many people now are under what is beginning to be the strong delusion. They're using the COVID and the vaccine, the so-called spike jab, and it's like those who have taken it no longer have the eyes to see or the ears to hear. So you're getting to be in a scenario where those that have taken it but have not died from taking it or let's say many of them have maybe had some problems, but they think they're safe anyway, but yet now we're finding that if you've got the vaccine, you're not necessarily not going to get the virus, because the spike protein, the pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipids, or the fat particles that contain the graphene oxide, which is a poison, and other chemicals inside that stuff. If you have seen the videos from the German doctor, the woman researcher, who is looking at the blood of people right after they've gotten the vaccine, the spike jab, and there's something alien inside of them that then become and makes a weird matrix and causes the blood to clot and to stack up like little red coins or little red checkers, let's say, in a row, while this weird matrix of some kind of a nanotube or whatever is starting to form. And all of that footage and all that stuff that you see in that video of the German woman doctor who's with another doctor and two attorneys. And it was, I think Stu Peters and Dr. Ruby had that on, or she featured that on the Stu Peters show. And I believe Brother Quayle posted that a day or two ago. But take a look at the Stu Peters show and look for the German doctors and this clotting of the blood and this unholy looking creation that seems to be moving in to cause all of this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is about in the land a strong delusion. It's starting to happen, and it's coinciding with new variants, apparently. And I was saying that I knew the family that had this strange pneumonia back a couple weeks ago or whatever, and the husband was had to lay down in bed for like 6 days, and he's an extremely fit individual. Someone who is extremely trained in all kind of martial arts. Everything from Jeet Kune Do and being trained by somebody who was one of Bruce Lee's students, then taught his teacher. All right? That's how close to the bone it is. But then also in stick fighting, Filipino stick fighting, and two or three other disciplines, including some of the stuff from India, where you use the scarf with the coins all wrapped up in it, tied up in it, and you do that for traps and chokes and strikes and all kind of stuff, or to throwing even military tomahawks, okay, and all kind of stuff that is right to the point. One move, one, two moves, one move, one move, one move, boom, 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 instant kill kind of training. This brother was in excellent shape, but he got waylaid. Now, I'm just going to tell you, you have to watch out and not be filled with the hubris. Pray for protection from Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven for you and your family. Do the things that are the best possible thing. And Brother Quayle, I know, told me, he says, man, he says, Hawk, I've been taking hydroxychloroquine, you know, and some of the ivermectin and the D3s and the zincs and a lot of the different things, but taking those, you know, prophylactically or preventatively. And so there's engineering of other bioweapons and other variants. But let me just finish real quick on this one family. So this nails this guy who's extremely fit and tough. Then his two children who are also very athletic and tough and who are involved in the martial arts and other sports and things, extremely well fit. They get waylaid, and then the mother gets waylaid, and then she had to go to the hospital because she was really in bad shape with that oxygen absorption stuff once again. So, there's a prep question here, but let me just say this. She was then at the real problem time, the time when you're going to meet your Lord, or you're going to, she was, took the remdesivir, and made a recovery, but she's still having to take the oxygen. Now, I'm going to tell you, the prep in this idea for me is to keep doing all of the things that you can do preventatively, and don't wait till you get sick to take something, to take the stuff. Get your vitamins, take all the D3, the extra zinc, all of the stuff. The oil of oregano capsules. They are anti-inflammatory as well as being something that kills viruses, bacteria, and parasites. The mesosilver, which I've also known others who have nebulized some of that, but the trick is to take it daily, and I've put it and cleared eye infections up with it. I put it on cotton swab and put it into my ear canals to let it drain down in my throat. I drink, you know, 4 or 5 eyedroppers in a glass of water daily. And if I was to get a little feeling bad, I would take a little more. Because I know that in terms of the mesosilver, having talked to Frankie Keyes and those people who make it, that in order for something like colloidal silver to be, to kill you, and I'm not talking about using an old time silver dollar in a milk can, you know, 100 years ago, or putting on just a little bit of current, or, you know, I'm talking about professionally made, high quality, purest colloids, purest colloidal silver that purest colloids make, the mesosilver. Got the smallest particle size and the most number of particles. But that stuff seems to work. And if you recall, it was the Red Chinese tried to purchase the corporation after they had ordered pallets full of it during what? The initial SARS outbreak, the initial SARS outbreak back years ago. And they were ordering pallets full of the 5-gallon carboys, plastic jugs, 5-gallon plastic jugs full, pallets full of that to a Hong Kong health food store. Turns out it was the Chinese government. So anyway, we're at a scenario where you've got all kind of stuff but Steve's breathing issues are serious and we need his help there. But I'm going to tell you, where you're out there, you might also want to get the guy I knew in with the family. He also bought some of the cans of oxygen that you can get, you know, the canned oxygen that you can get. If you have the ability to get an oxygen concentrator, or if your doctor will give you a script for what, although doctors don't do, for the most part, diddly squat anymore, because they have to tie it in with this or that or the other. They can't just pull a script off a pad, write it, and then give it to you to go buy one. But there are other stuff that's available on the Amazon. Look up oxygen, look up cans of oxygen and oxygen products on Amazon or other places. That's where I looked because it was convenient. So you can get the cans of the stuff. You can also get some of the small concentrators. Some of the best things I've ever seen are the InnoGen machines that you can carry like on your side. I know my mother, she had oxygen. She had the big, it was portable, but it was the size of R2-D2, you know, on wheels, an oxygen concentrator. But the little nice little ones like the InnoGen and other stuff, that's what I would try to get if I could get a hold of one of those. But at the same time, I don't want to go to the doctor too much or to go into any hospital or clinic to get checked to get it. Because we've come to a time to where, you know, physician, do thee no wrong, you know, do thee no harm. The oath has gone out the window for a lot of doctors, not all. Because there's a lot of them that are saying, I'm not going to do this. Or, I am doing the proper research that you are denying and will not even let me put onto the internet anymore. You can find a lot of this at Brighteon or at the Health Rangers, Natural Health News, or on Brighteon, where the Health Ranger does some of the interviews. Or some of the things that are on that Stu Peters show that I believe are on Brighteon. But I will tell you what, I pray to everybody out there that you are not going to watch the paint dry, that you are no longer under the guise or the spell of the normalcy bias. Oh, it's just going to be, if we would just elect the right Republican people to office, everything would be okay. And no, it ain't going to be okay. Because this is the end time push of Lucifer and his fallen angels and their minions who are running most of the banks, large corporations and governments and militaries and intelligence agencies on planet Earth and in other systems and on the moon and on Mars and other planets. Because this thing has already gone in the, as Brother Quayle so adeptly shown you over the years, with the MMV and all of that showing how, but the MMV is different because they were a split. You had all of this ultra black activity stemming from, it comes earlier, but let's just say from Cape Girardeau, 1941, when a craft landed there, there were some beings that were, you know, given last rites and were found there, and then you got Roswell and all these different things. But it starts earlier than that. I've heard stories. I remember I used to have a book, but that book disappeared. A book that talked about the deep underground and the deep under the ice in Antarctica and pyramids being there. But I was reading about that back from a book back in the 70s. That book somehow or another got out of my hands. Somebody grabbed that back then. And that talked about how the original, like August Belmont, J.P. Morgan, during the times of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, that there was discussion about Antarctica after they were then starting to find it and look at old maps and all the stuff. So I'll tell you what, we've got the Icelandic volcanoes. We've got Cumbre Vieja is ready to pop, man. It's popping all over the place. But now you got LNR or whatever in Iceland. It's having swarms of quakes, just like Cumbre Vieja did when it first started up this time. Or I think the Kilauea and all different places are starting to erupt around the planet. And the one thing it's going to do or could potentially do is to throw up so much smoke and dust and ash in the air if it goes up high enough that you could have a year without a summer. It could turn pretty cold, okay? And I will tell you what. Matthew 24, Lord Jesus has red letter words if you got the red letter edition. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Have you seen the stuff disappearing off the grocery stores? The canned goods. I got a report from Lady J in the Blue Ridge and the Smokies. There was hardly any canned hams, the small canned hams, the one pounders, to be purchased. All kind of stuff that was not to be found. Shortages starting to be seen in ground beef and ground chuck and that kind of stuff. All kind of things. And it varies some in different areas of the United States. And it will vary from the mountains where they figure there's going to be a high percentage of resistance. But in some areas, it's not as bad as yet, although you're still starting to see shortages here, there, and everywhere. I'm hearing that some restaurants don't want to serve French fries anymore because they can't get hold of the potatoes. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And then earthquakes in diverse places can mean the explosion of a volcano. Huge undersea eruption. Also, these things are popping all over the planet just like Lord Jesus told you they would. And then he said, verse 8, Matthew 24, all these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. This is just starting. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And let you just say it one more time. Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Steve Quayle right now? Right now in Mountain Time, it's about 5:29 p.m. Mountain Time. Lord Jesus, go and touch him right now. I want you to touch him so Steve knows that you're being touched by you. He's seen you, Lord Jesus. He's with you and you're with him. And he's done a mighty job on your behalf to awaken so many millions of people on this planet to what is to come. And to provide information and movies and books and all kind of things, so that you might be able to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord Jesus, we go to Steve right now. Lord Jesus, at 5:30 p.m., and it is in the mountain time, to the hospital where Brother Quayle is at. And Lord, will you give him a medical miracle? Will you touch his body? Will you soothe his spirit and his mind and whisper in his ear and say, Brother Steve, there's a whole lot of people praying for you and asking me to come to touch you. Brother Steve, I'm going to give you the power of the blood of Jesus and to give him the medical miracle, to bring him home, to remove the affliction and to restore him back to health and bring him home and get him out of the hospitals where you can have no visitor, where your family can't come to see you, where you're, if you had to talk to somebody else from your business or an attorney, you could not see them, all right? So I will say this. No, Lord Jesus, that Brother Quayle is beloved of so many, but he is hated by the tares. He's hated by the Lucys. So in your name, Lord Jesus, we ask you to protect him against all evil and against anything that might come to him inside of the hospital. And Lord, you know, that's not why I decided not to go to the hospital. But in Brother Quayle's case, that's no disrespect to that. You have to do what you need to do at the moment. And that is why the preparation of getting any kind of thing to do with oxygen, to getting any kind of thing to do with the food, all of these things, because Lord Jesus has told you about them, and we're in the beginning of sorrows, and we're transitioning into something else. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The gospel's been preached just about in every continent, in every country, in every little region. And it's still being preached. But when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee from the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle, I believe we're going to get him back home and the Lord will restore him. But I will tell you to be on your guard and to be prepared, because we're about ready to see the things that is just going to blow your mind. And the tendency is going to be to say, oh, well, this is going to be, you know, it's weird, you know, I'm going to, but that, the stuttering aspect of what's happening. So anyway, Lord Jesus, many people out here are already under the delusion, the strong delusion. They no longer have the eyes to see or the ears to hear. And when I look at when that German doctor that was on the Stu Peters, or when he had Dr. Ruby on, and then she showed that German doctor's research that showed the slides and the videos and the pictures of what was in the microscopic blood slides of her patient's blood after they had gotten a vax and they started to have trouble and they came to see her. And about the alien creation that's somehow in there that goes in through the vaccine. It almost, to me, looks like it's an entity. And meanwhile, when we should have increased vigil and increased activity and vigilance in the medical communities, then they're taking anybody who has not been vaccinated and they're firing them. New York City is going to bring in the troops, going to bring in the National Guard. Well, that's not going to replace the registered nurse of 15 or 20 years, or the doctor, or the LPN, or even the lab technician, who is well aware down there sitting in pathology, well aware of what's going on as far as protecting themselves from a virus or a bacterial infection or whatever, in order to see what it is, to look at it under the microscope. But you're going to get rid of all of them. And then I saw this morning they had Denver police officer and a lot of cops in Denver are going to not take the vaccine because they're smart enough to have done the research. Or they just have the objection from a religious standpoint. But it is the smart person. It is the person that is doing the research and looking at it. And all of the information of the research doctors, Dr. Lee Merritt, the frontline doctors, all these different people, Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Ruby, Dr. McCullough, all these different people. And then those people like Dr. Tyson in California, who successfully treated, I think, thousands of patients now. What is it, 6,200 or something like that? Without deaths, with early intervention, using the different mechanisms, the hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, the increased zinc, the increased vitamin C, the increased vitamin D3, the ivermectin, and the various things and protocols that he uses. Or Dr. Thomas Barodi, who they probably have killed him in Nazi Australia, commie Australia, where they're beating people and arresting people because they don't want to take the jab. Or they don't want to be locked down. It's just like looking at Nazi Germany or Communist China or the old KGB or NKVD Russia in the old days. Looking at it right now in Australia and in other places. And it's starting to go down in the United States. Why? Operation Lockstep, which is the corresponding Lockstep. Yaboo! Kill off all the population, you see. So their souls can be grabbed by Lucifer. Well, that's not what old Al Hawk says. That's what the New World Order crowd is saying. Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, turn in taxes, the Lee family, all these different ones, you see, all over the globe, who basically are Luciferian. Don't get caught up in the other denomination stuff. Get caught up in the fact they worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. And that's what they're doing. They're implementing those plans to reduce the population of planet Earth to the Georgia Guidestone number, 500 million. Then in Canada, the Canadian police arresting a mother right in front of the kids. This stuff is lockstep. This is the clamp down. This is the draconian, tyrannical stuff through the vehicle of the bioweapon that I've told you about for years. We told you we've been on to the Red Chinese in bats and caves since back 205. What we didn't know back then was that it was the Fauci's of the world and the all of the people and Echo Health and all that stuff. The University of North Carolina, some of the researchers there, the Army Germ Warfare Lab, all the stuff creating. That's why from 204 we called it on this show the Centers for Disease Creation. And if you look, even just look back at the Outbreak movie. Good movie to go to watch again, because you will see Dustin Hoffman, superior officer, involved in the thing with the Motaba, you know? Well, that basically is the story, allegedly, of Ebola. And loaded a caveman. Yeah, Massachusetts State Police are resigning. There's all police all over the place. Firemen, EMTs resigning. Nurses, doctors, lab technicians, and all kind of people in other corporations. We're losing a large portion of the stuff. That's why I said, what, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I said for all of those doctors or nurses or dentists or optometrists, ophthalmologists, whatever, all the different specialties, if you are not going to take the vaccine because you're allergic to the serum and you know what's in the serum and what it does to you and how it clots the blood and causes problems, turns on all kind of stuff. And then with the pegylated lipids, which are made allegedly, according to the researcher Karen Kingston, of the pharmaceutical researcher, who said she read the documents and it said it was made by Sinopeg. Allegedly Sinopeg, a red Chinese corporation making the pegylated lipids to go into the vaccines that tie in with the Wuhan lab, created viruses that were funded by Fauci and the National Institute of Health and the Army Germ Warfare and all of that crap to create bioweapons. Well, let me tell you what. There's going to be a scenario where the angels of the Lord Jesus are going to come and jerk your tears, jerk you out of the ground, and throw you into the fiery furnace, and there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Can you hear it, Fauci? Can you hear it? Can you hear it out there, all of you mass murdering, bioweapon creating scumbags? Distance. Nina, 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 Nina. You remember those East German police sirens from the movie? Well, that's what you're going to start hearing in your head. And every time you look in the mirror, you're going to see pop. It's going to be like a red flash in the back of your brain. And every time you cash your check, you evil people. You evil people and all of you minions following them, who are going to be the ones that are going to be the secret police and all of that crap, to come door to door to try to spike jab people, or to be on the strike teams that are going to be the jailers and those that procure the people who are the unvaxxed to send them to the quarantine camps. The concentration camps, these are already being created, and in Washington State, Governor Inslee allegedly is advertising for strike team members. I think it's, what, 3,700 a month to 4,200 a month, something like that, strike team. This is not the normal time. This is not the time where, oh, it'll be just done and we can go back to doing what we were doing. And don't take this stuff for granted, because I'm going to tell you, they're going to play games. They're going to release even worse bioweapons. Lord Jesus told you about pestilences, plural. So we've got about 25 to 30% of the population of the United States. And out of that, there'll probably be only, in terms of fighting, there'll probably be approximately 3% like it was during the Revolutionary War period. But it may be more than that, because I'll tell you what, we've got all these things coming at the same time. We've got these new, quote-unquote, variants, which might be giving people pneumonia, which might have been sprayed from up above. Okay? Or somebody could have been an infecton to come to meet you, somebody at the bank or somebody at the restaurant or somebody at the place of business that comes to try to infect someone as a targeted individual. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. Portland. Legacy Health Clinics. Four of them are going to close. Lack of people due to those having no exemptions or no kind of things, no flex as far as not taking the jab. So they're closing these Legacy Health Clinics in Portland. So you've got that going. All of these things still with the bioweapons that were funded according to about 900 pages of documents under FOIA that showed that Fauci and others provided research dollars to create this crap. And Dr. Mikovits, who I've seen interviewed on a number of occasions, Dr. Mikovits, she said she used to work right across like a parking lot from where the Army Germ Warfare and Fauci and a lot of people used to be. And she said this ain't the first. This isn't the first pandemic that old Fauci Roy has been involved with. Arrest him. Arrest Soros. Arrest General Milley. Now, there is so much going on. It is so much going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the Cloward and Piven strategy of overwhelming the system. Cloward and Piven. Obama started to use Cloward and Piven's tactics. Techniques and tactics. Just as he also used and had training from Saul Alinsky, Back of the Yard, Chicago, Rules for Radicals. If you want to read something and read what their playbook is like, read Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky. And then here, talking about the winner. In 1997, the book The Fourth Turning, An American Prophecy of the Fourth Turning, William Strauss and Neil Howe. The Fourth Turning is history's great discontinuity. It ends one epoch and begins another. History is seasonal, and winter is coming. Like nature's winter, the secular winter can come early or late. A fourth turning can be long and difficult, or brief but severe, or perhaps mild. But like winter, it cannot be averted. It must come in its turn. Here's the summary is what the rhythms of modern history warn us about America's future. They go into various things here, but in the next fourth turning is due to begin shortly after the new millennium, midway through the OO decade, and around 2005, a sudden spark will catalyze a crisis mood. Well, we had 2001, you know, where a group of people worth over $300 billion hired certain people to hijack planes and to blow using tricked out Willie Pete type charges to blow the buildings in New York City after they've been hit by the planes that have been remote controlled into the towers on steep turns and dives. Real hardship. Here's what it said. The remnants of the social order will disintegrate. They are. Political and economic trust will implode. Real hardship will beset the land with severe distress that could involve questions of class, race, nation, and empire. Yet this time of trouble will bring seeds of social rebirth. But Americans will share regret about recent mistakes and a resolute new consensus about what to do. That hadn't happened yet. The very survival of the nation will feel what is at stake. And sometime before the year 2025, see, they wrote this back in 1997, America will pass through a great gate in history commensurate with the American Revolution, Civil War, and twin emergencies, the Great Depression and World War II. The risk of catastrophe will be very high. The nation could erupt into insurrection or civil violence, crack up geographically, or succumb to authoritarian rule. If there is a war, it is likely to be one of maximum risk and effort. In other words, a total war. And every fourth turning has registered an upward ratchet in the technology of destruction and mankind's willingness to use it. If you've never read that book, that'd be a good book to read if you have any time. But most of us don't have much time left. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Better reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need, Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And let me tell you something. If you're listening on Brother Steve Quayle's site, stevequayle.com, or if you're not, go to it, and I'm going to tell you something. You can either call him or email him or contact him, but get some of Steve's books and CDs, or excuse me, DVDs to educate your family, your friends. Take them to your church. Just put them off. Donate one to the public library. Whatever it is you want to do, hand one out. Get your kids involved. But I'm going to tell you what. You got to get them into the Bible and Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, because that is the first prep. But you can call 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. That is Steve Quayle's store headquarters. And you'll either get Daryl or his Steve's son Tyler or perhaps somebody else, and you tell them that you would like to order some books or you'd like to get one of the DVDs. I mean, just getting, you know, any of them. The Weather Wars books, the Giants books, Xenogenesis, any of it. Premise of the Promise, Promise of the Premise, Empire Beneath the Ice, all of the different ones. The films about, you know, the drought, all the different things. All of the different conferences that Steve has had, like the Branson stuff, and the live online conferences that have been the last one or so. Pick it up. You can also get from Brother Quayle's, they'll get it to you quickly. If you want silver or gold, you can get it from them. If you want high-quality night vision or radiation detection equipment, they can get a hold of that from you. Ask Daryl or ask Tyler, hey, I need to get some of that. They can help you with a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you what, let's help Brother Quayle and help him get his information out like he would be doing. At the same time, put some change into his company's pocket so that he can be able to pay his bills when the time comes. Because, Lord Jesus, go to Brother Quayle again right now, 5:56 p.m. Mountain Time. Lord, touch Steve again in the hospital. Let him know it's you coming and give him a medical miracle and a surge of power and energy, Lord. And bring the stuff that's inside of him out and get rid of it. Restore him to health, Lord Jesus, and bring him home where he belongs. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know. But I can tell you this. You ain't going to believe what you're going to see. And to all the doctors out there, I think, and the nurses, and the lab techs, and to the police, and to the Navy SEALs, and the people in Delta Force, and the people in the Rangers, and the Marine Corps, all the people that are starting to say, like, look at Lieutenant Colonel Scheller sitting in the brig. That guy commanded the entire Marine Corps infantry, Camp Lejeune. And they got him in the brig in solitary confinement. If you're in that area, if you want to just call, you call down to Camp Lejeune and you tell them to get, or you call down to CENTCOM. And you tell him to tell McKenzie to get that Marine, that Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, out of the brig and out of solitary confinement. Put him in his barracks or in his residence as an honorable Marine. And don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Pray for Brother Quayle. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, the Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bending orange, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey. Ah. The optics. Yeah. Oh. Road and track and little L. Learn all of your lessons. Plus, you get your trick. Hey, man. This just understand that it is Lord Jesus that loves you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow night. Hope you'll be cool. Here's some good news. Love you. Good night.